Good morning, KSL News Time. It's 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
The Utah High School Activities Association is considering a proposal that would ban many international students from playing sports here in Utah.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, right now the idea is just a proposal from one of the UHSAA's committees, but if passed, it would ban any international student on an F1 visa from playing varsity high school sports here in Utah. Now, the goal of this would be to crack down on schools accepting or even potentially recruiting international students to play on their sports teams. KSL podcast host Amy Donaldson has been digging into this issue for some time, and in their investigation, they say they found several students who came forward saying they accepted scholarships to play for certain schools here in the state. Students on J2 visas would not be affected by this rule since they normally have little say in where they attend school. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake City Council spent last night going over a newly passed bill to help fund a new sports and entertainment district downtown. This is likely where the state's new NHL hockey team would call home. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
This concerns an application from Smith Entertainment Group to create a capital city revitalization zone that would center on development around the Delta Center. The application is a requirement of legislation passed by state lawmakers and signed by Governor Spencer Cox. Salt Lake attorney Katie Lewis briefed council members and outlined the timeline for potential development with a sales tax increase of 0.5% citywide to help fund the project. The council agreed to some key dates of action, May 7th. For a follow-up, followed by a public hearing on May 21st and a possible council vote July 2nd to approve the agreement. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
BYU scored a new head coach that has NBA leaders turning heads. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live with their reactions. Peter?
Amanda, BYU's chief basketball officer is now Phoenix Suns assistant coach Kevin Young. Young's current boss, Frank Vogel, has only glowing things to say about the new BYU coach.
He was great for me, has been great for me throughout the course of this year. They are beyond lucky to have him.
Current Utah Jazz CEO Danny Ainge says he's already well acquainted with the name of Kevin Young.
Wow, that's a really good get for BYU. I tried to hire Kevin about 10 years ago. He was a guy that we interviewed last year for the head coaching job here and was incredibly impressive.
Young is the NBA's top paid assistant coach, and he's going to net a 7-year contract worth $30 million, according to the Deseret News. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We are 100 days away from the start of the Olympic Games in Paris, France, and scammers are eager to take advantage of travelers from around the world trying to get tickets to the Games. KSL TV's Matt Gephardt has some ideas on how to protect yourself if you're making the trip.
Adam Lobb is the general manager for cybersecurity vendor Networks. Lobb also suggests using a credit card whenever possible, which comes with credit card protections. To prepare for small cash transactions like tips, he says exchange currency only at official banks. Never purchase euros from somebody on the street.
Gephardt also says be wary of hotel booking scams and make sure you're booking early and using reputable websites. We'll go in depth on this story coming up in about 10 minutes.
KSL's top national stories now. House Speaker Mike Johnson is moving forward with plans to pass more aid to Ukraine and Israel. ABC's Rachel Scott is in Washington with the latest.
The speaker has made it clear he plans to take that $95 billion package into four separate measures in the House, but that is now prompting calls for him to be ousted. Congressman Thomas Massie joining Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Johnson knows that he's faced with a razor-thin majority, so if just one more Republican joins that effort, he could be ousted as Speaker, plunging the House into chaos.
Johnson wants an aid package that roughly mirrors the $95 million bill passed 2 months ago.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says interest rates won't be cut until later this year.
President Biden touting his economic record while campaigning in Scranton, Pennsylvania Tuesday. At the same time, the Federal Reserve Chair signaled stubborn inflation will likely delay any interest rate drops until later this year.
The recent data have clearly not given us greater confidence.
Especially when it comes to the labor and housing markets. High mortgage rates and low inventory are keeping many wannabe homeowners on the sidelines, especially in Boston, where the Boston Globe reports the median price for a single-family home in March reached a record $900,000. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
First look traffic now on a Wednesday morning, and we say hello to Andy Farnsworth.
And we start off with a crash over on I-215. It's the one coming south out of Davis County from Legacy. It's a crash involving a motorcycle, and it's just before you get to 700 North. They've moved things over to the right shoulder. Only the left lane was getting by, but it looks like they're about to open a second lane. Nevertheless, this is our only backup, southbound 215 near 700 North. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hundreds of millions of gallons of water are being sent down into the Great Salt Lake. Scott Paxman with the Weber Basin Water Conservancy District tells KSL-TV, we can't take the runoff for granted.
Hopefully our customers know that even on good years, we really want to be more efficient with our water use.
Reservoirs across the Weber Basin are about 75% full.
A 30-year study is taking a close look at burnout culture in the workforce. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports.
Working late and volatile hours can lead to depression and a host of other health problems, according to a study by an NYU social studies professor. The study also found the working issues also cause sleep problems, which snowballed into diseases like diabetes and obesity. Jamaica Shires of PATH Behavioral Health in Salt Lake says the findings are similar to what they've seen.
Like, we've definitely noticed a burnout rate, especially amongst our adults that come in.
Shires says they counseled their clients to learn self-care and take advantage of work-from-home and telehealth opportunities. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
You took Molly out for a walk a couple of times in this beautiful weather.
Yeah.
Well, it was a beautiful day for a walk in Montana. For an elephant.
What?
Yeah. An elephant apparently thought he decided to go for a little walk and escape a circus in Butte. Oh. Lisa Rogers thought she was seeing things.
I looked outside and I got all excited because I seen an elephant walking down Harrison in Butte, Montana. So I acted like a little kid.
I would too.
Saw some video of it just, sauntering through the parking lot of a convenience store. Viola, the elephant, brought traffic to a stop. She was returned safely and then went on to perform for the crowds.
Hey, anybody got peanuts?